Next man up, 102.5, the game second hour on this Wednesday. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. We start hour number two, going to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We are now joined by grad student Sasha Washington on the Vandy women's basketball team, off to a 23-2 start and getting set for a top five matchup against Texas tomorrow. Sasha, thanks so much for taking some time. Glad to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
Sasha, this season has just been so cool to watch. Big wins, top five ranking. What has allowed this team to be so successful throughout the first 80% of the year?
I mean, just our commitment to what we want to do. I mean, we have so many goals we want to achieve this season, and I think that's really driven us to where we are now.
For you specifically, Sasha, I know last year was tough. You had to miss the entire year. How rewarding has this season been for you, being able to come back and have so much success with this team?
It's been a blessing. You know, I wake up every day. I'm grateful that I'm able to step on the court with my teammates. It's just been really fun, honestly, getting to have this much success and being able to grow every single day.
Sasha, Corey Curtis from News 2 here. I just wanted to ask about role play with your team, because you obviously have two highly successful ball dominant players, and obviously there are points to be had for everyone else, but the majority of the time the ball is going through Aubrey and through Mikhail, and for good reason. But how challenging is it to keep your head where it needs to be for 40 minutes with two ball dominant players?
I mean, I think that's what makes teams so successful, though, just knowing your role. And we know they're going to do what they do. So it is our job to get them the ball and let the rest come. I mean, they're going to dominate in any way possible. And that's actually what we want. So we actually want to find them. I think that we're all on the same page with that. And that's why we're so successful. We don't ever, get mad at it in any way. We actually are excited about it. We want them to succeed in all cylinders. So I think with their success comes other player success and then the team success overall.
Sasha, looking back a couple of weeks ago, you lose two games after starting 20-0. And I think maybe there was a moment for the team that flipped in that Florida game after going down 25-10. You come back, you win that one, and then back-to-back top 20 wins. Was there that moment for your team where you were able to snap things back and now have really taken a big step forward?
I mean, it's all just a learning curve. You know, we had those two losses. We learned from them. Started the Florida game out slow, and we just knew that, like, that wasn't us. So we knew we had to come back to being who we are, and I think that we did that pretty well in the second half. In these past two games, I think we've done that as well.
So how much value is there in getting punched in the nose, though? I mean, you guys were rolling right along when you went to South Carolina, and I always feel like there's good value in learning what your warts really are, because a lot of times winning covers them up. How much value is there in that game and the couple others that you dropped?
Great value, actually, honestly. I mean, it was something that needed to happen, and we learned from it, and now we're back. So I'm grateful that it happened. I'm grateful we got to learn from it.
And you'd like to see him again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking with Sasha Washington from Vanderbilt Women's Basketball. Sasha, just talking about the SEC in general, how do you think this conference prepares you for the NCAA tournament with the teams that you have to play night in and night out? Like, you just played Kentucky on the road last Thursday, come back home, face a top 10 Oklahoma team, and now number 4 Texas is coming in. How crucial are these experiences to prepare you for what hopefully is a deep tournament run?
I mean, you know more than anyone that this is one of the toughest leagues in the country. So we'll actually probably see over half these teams in the tournament. So just knowing that this league is going to prepare us to be tough, be physical, be in a dogfight day in and day out, and just the way we have to play, like Sunday, Thursday. So you don't get much of a rest anyway in the tournament. So I think that's prepared us pretty well as well.
Vanderbilt was down for a decade or so, and it takes time to convince people that you're in fact back. What has it been like the last 2 months at Memorial as the home fans have really jumped on board?
Oh, it's been great. I've been loving it. I am so happy and grateful just to see fans walking here, just to make them happy, that they want to watch us play. It just truly been a blessing.
Well, Sasha, specifically for you, because you've been around for the entire Shea Ralph era, all 5 years, what has this experience been like for you to go from somebody who was believing in something that you couldn't see when Coach Ralph and her staff came in, and now it's coming to fruition in front of your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, just staying the course. We knew this was going to happen eventually. We knew that something was going to turn and change, and it gradually did over time. And this year is been absolutely phenomenal for us. We know we have a lot more growth to do, but I just think that seeing it from my eye has been absolutely fantastic.
What separates Coach Ralph? What makes her great at what she does? Because this doesn't just happen without the captain of the ship being really good at their job.
Honestly, she just, and I like to say this, but she just never really changes. She's just been always the same. She's been always committed to her goals, to the program, to this team, her staff, her players. She will never, ever, ever change. And she's just been a wonderful coach to work with. You know, she cares about, obviously, our basketball development, but she really, really cares about our off-court development. And I think that's very important, very special.
Talking with Sasha Washington from Vanderbilt women's basketball. Big game tomorrow night, Sasha. Top five game against Texas. What do you think is going to be important for your team to come out on the right side of it? And maybe what would be your message to some fans who, if they haven't come out and seen you, to come watch what's going to be a really high-level basketball game tomorrow night in Memorial?
Yeah, I think just making sure that we take care of the ball. You know, Texas is really physical. So just making sure that we match their physicality, we take care of the ball, and we control the pace of the game. I think it's going to be a great game, so I would recommend coming out. It's going to be a great atmosphere, great environment.
Sasha, thanks so much for taking some time. Congratulations on all the success so far this season, and wishing you and the team the best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Really enjoy watching you guys play.
Thank you.
Sasha Washington from Vanderbilt women's basketball joining us here to start off hour number two. For Sasha, it's really special to see her coming back and playing the way she did. Had to miss all of her senior
year.
Well,
and with Camille Perrin moving on, right, she was vital to this team.
Right. I mean, Vanderbilt desperately needed somebody who can play down in the paint. I mean, you have the elite guards with Michaela Blakes and Aubrey Galvin. But Sasha, there are moments in these games where she takes over.
Yeah.
And it's like they say, you know what, if you're going to put two on Michaela, and if you're going to try and shut down our outside game, we're going to dump it down to Sasha, let her go one-on-one against your big. And guess what? Your big may be bigger than Sasha, but she's going to outwork her. Her footwork is pristine, and she's going to make a play.
She creates separation with her body pretty well. She gets wide and creates that separation to get the shot off. And she always seems to come up with that critical offensive rebound.
Yes.
When they really – it's like she dials it up a notch knowing, hey, we got to get two here. And so we're not going to make this shot. I got to get the ball. And she always seems to come up with that in that critical moment. And so, you know, this is a huge test for them. If they win or lose does not make or break their season.
Yep.
And I know people hate it when I predicate stuff on that. What you want to do is you want to play well and you want to be competitive and see where it goes from there. And because it's all about March now.
Right.
It's all about March now. And I know SEC titles are nice. It's all about March.
Lot on the line tomorrow night. We'll continue the conversation around this. We'll also get into the Vandy men's team, who got a huge win on the road last night against Auburn. We'll talk all things Commodore hoops on the other side. A big thanks to Sasha Washington for joining us. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Parker Kelly with you on this Wednesday morning. Next man up, 102.5 The Game.